The question today is, why can't I believe? And of course, the question is talking about believing unto salvation, that they might be saved. We said that Jesus said you got to repent and believe the gospel. And that's what he came preaching. That means a saving faith has to be exercised, not just an intellectual faith or a seeking faith, even though that's necessary. But that seeking faith will, intellectual faith will lead you to a seeking faith, and a seeking faith will bring you to a saving faith if you'll continue. Now, we've dealt with several different variations of this. We have this series, of course, on CD. We'd be glad to send to you. If you'd like them, they're free for the asking. Just call us on Why Do You Not Believe? And answer that question as best we can. But we said that one of the main reasons you don't believe is because, unto salvation, is because Jesus has not yet been revealed to you. Now in John 2 and 8, they believe with the head and not the heart. They believe with intellectual faith and seeking faith, not saving faith. And they turn. Jesus didn't commit himself to them in John 2. And they said, you're of your father the devil in John 8. So they wasn't saved. But the man who has saving faith is represented sometimes in the King James Bible by an ETH verb. In the Greek, it's always represented by a continuous action habitual lifestyle. And we use John 9 to say that man could not believe until, even though he'd been healed, even though God was good to him, but he couldn't believe till Jesus revealed himself to him as the Son of God. And when he revealed himself to him, the Bible says he said, I believe. And he used a continuous action, habitual lifestyle, a verb. I believe today, tomorrow, next week, next year, and will believe throughout an eternity you are the Son of God. And when he's revealed to you, that can happen. Now, why is it he's not revealed to you? Why is it you can't believe? Why can't I believe? It's because you're not continuing in his word. Jesus gave a promise condition, a conditional promise in John chapter 8. If you will continue in my word, you shall be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so as a result, why is it you're not believing? It's because you're not continuing. Why is he not revealed to you? It's because you're not continuing in his word. His word means anything he's quickened to you or showed you. Now, I've dealt with the fact of some things in the scripture are clear of what he said you need to believe. In other words, he said, love not the world, things in the world. If you're not willing to turn to the Lord, and he's not, and you won't by yourself, but you can be made willing in the day of his power when he moves on you. And even your feeble attempt of trying to move toward him is so feeble that you wonder how it can ever work, but it lets you know God's grace is sufficient. He makes you willing in the day of his power. I said that it need to attend church. Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as the manner of some are. In other words, if you're not willing to attend church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every time the door is open, when it's not providentially hindered, you're just dropping that. You're not going to get any further down the road of life. If you're not willing to strive, the Bible says strive to enter in the straight gate. Doesn't mean works for salvation, but it means you're going to have to put forth every effort of your body, strain every fiber in your being to overcome the obstacles the devil sets, the world sets, and the flesh sets, and to get to him. And if you'll move toward him, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So you've got to continue. If you're not tithing, if you're not paying your tithe, then you can't expect to get any further down the road of life. You're robbing God of the tithe and offering. And in other words, it belongs to him. That's some of the things the word brings out that you need to do. And so if you're not willing to do it, you're not ever going to get to the place that you can exercise saving faith and be saved. So there's some things that's hindering Jesus, hindering you from getting to the place that Jesus will reveal himself to you. Another thing I want to say this day is that you may not have an ear to hear. You're deceived. The Bible said in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart's deceitful and desperately wicked. Above all things, it's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't know your own heart. Yeah, it's wicked. It's deceitful. The devil's blinded you. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4:3 and 4, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them who are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, the devil don't want you to believe, so therefore he won't give you an ear to hear, he won't give you an eye to see. And so, you need to ask questions. You need to get to the place. See, the disciples in Matthew 13, When Jesus began to speak in parables, they went away and said, that was a good parable. That's a good story told. I understood all about it. No, they didn't. They understood the farming side of it. They understood the fishing side of those parables, if you please. But they didn't understand the hidden meaning. And Jesus revealed to the disciples when they gathered around. And he said, this is what this means. So if you'll ask questions, if you'll continue, you're going to find out something. And you'll come to the place that repentance will be worked. Saving faith will be produced so that you can repent and believe because Jesus will be revealed to you. Well, what happens, of course, if you don't have an ear to hear, you've allowed the devil to give you a false profession. That's another thing that hinders you from coming to the end of yourself that Jesus might be revealed to you. You've been given a false profession. You're holding on to it, thinking you're a stony ground here. In other words, they received the word gladly, it said, but when the persecution for the word's sake came, they turned aside. They wilted away. In other words, stony ground hearers. They didn't have any root. They just had a profession. It was false, you see. And so you might have been convicted. You might have been dealt with in godly sorrow. Those things might have been partly, but it wasn't complete. You see, Holy Ghost conviction's got to be complete. A lot of people think because you're bothered and you weep over something and you want to give up some sin that's a fruit really of the sin of unbelief, you think that's conviction. It may be, but yet and still, it's got to be complete. John 16:8 said, when he has come, that he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So it's got to be complete in all three areas, of the sin of unbelief, of righteousness to Jesus, and of judgment, of course, which is the lake of fire one day and hell before that time. Well, the Holy Ghost work was short-circuited in your life whenever if you had conviction and you received something that wasn't complete. Some preacher told you that's all there is to it, and you held on to it, but it didn't give you peace but just for a little while. Listen, you need to get honest with yourself. And realize Jesus has never been revealed to me. I need him revealed to me so that I can believe with saving faith and repent with a granted repentance to me. You see what's happened? You're full of doubt. You're full of confusion. And that's opposite of what he said in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And so therefore, you see, you really don't know anything in that old profession that you're holding on to that doesn't have any validity. You hold on to it just hoping you'll make it. You say, well, if I junk it, I'll have nothing to hold on to. Well, what do you have to hold on to anyway? If it's just a profession, you don't have anything. You have a false profession and you're afraid you'll make another false profession. But if you'll continue, the Bible said you shall know the truth, because he will be revealed to you, and saving faith will be given you, and you can believe unto salvation. So why do I not believe? It's because Jesus has not been revealed to me. And as a result, I don't have an ear to hear. I made a false profession. Another thing is, he won't let the plowshare plow up the soil of the heart and make it good ground. You see, you're full of hidden stumps and roots of sin, and you don't want that to be exposed. And really, it may not be exposed to everybody, but it's got to be exposed to yourself and to God. You've got it hid down so far you don't want to deny that it even happened, you see. But you need to deal with your past as God drops the plowshare of the gospel down in your soil of your heart. And you see, therefore you will continue in unbelief if you won't let him do it. And why do I not believe? Because you won't get honest with yourself and the Lord. That's kin to the point, won't let the plowshare get down. But in Luke chapter 8, verse number 15, he said, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. They keep the seed. You've got to guard the seed. You've got to fortify the seed. You've got to hold fast onto what God gives you. You may get something at church someday. Go away and the devil steal that seed. And he don't want it. You've allowed him to do it. You've got to keep it. If you won't keep the seed and guard the seed, then you're not going to get any closer to the time Jesus reveals himself to you. You'll not get any closer to the time that saving faith will be revealed to you so you can believe. And what happens is you allow the thorns to choke out the seed, like the parable it talked about. There's four thorns that he spoke about. There's the cares of this world. That's just something you've got to do every day. But you allow it to pull you aside because you love the world more than him. Then there's deceitfulness of riches. The Bible said in Proverbs 11:28, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, He said, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You see, the deceitfulness of riches, cares of this world, thorns that choke out the seed so that you can't get to the place that you might be saved. Can't get to the straight gate. Can't get to the place Jesus reveals himself to you. Can't get to the place you've had saving faith granted to you so that you can believe unto salvation. Then there's another thorn, pleasures of this life. Luke chapter 8, verse number 14, he says this in Luke's rendition of that parable, and that which fell among thorns are they which when they had heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Pleasures of this life. Something may not be wrong within themselves, but it drives you, it controls you. Got another God. Lust of other things is another thorn. Mark 4, 19 says, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. In other words, you've got to guard the seed or else these thorns will choke out. Lust of other things, that includes anything else those other three thorns didn't cover. If you won't guard the seed, then you'll not have understanding. And the Bible says in verse 23 of Matthew 13 that they understoodeth, E-T-H on the end. They understand the day tomorrow and the next day. It means to put together like a puzzle, even on the narrow way that leads to the narrow gate. You've got to understand some things. Somebody said God doesn't show a lost man anything. That's not scriptural. That's not right. You've got to understand how much? Enough. Enough to seek the Lord. Enough to move toward him. Enough to get to that place. John 6:45 said it's written in the prophets. And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. In other words, he said, you've heard and learned, but not enough to learn. To hear, you've got to learn. Learn is the same word for understand. And that's the only time you'll cometh. It means along that path of understanding to God. You'll begin to seek him. You'll begin to come to him. You'll continue. And you'll come to the place to where the Lord will reveal himself to you. And you can believe unto salvation because he'll grant you repentance. He'll grant you faith. Oh, I beg you, let God speak to your heart. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. It's equivalent of receiving Jesus Christ as Lord. It's equivalent to repenting and believing, which is a work of God done to that place, enabled by the Holy Spirit to bring you to that place. And then at that point, it'll be easy. But until then, it's impossible. You can, in other words, you can do nothing except it's given you from heaven. God's got to grant you repentance. God's got to grant you saving faith. God's got to reveal himself to you. And when he does that, and they'll come more or less in a group, all maybe at one time, I don't know exactly how it'll be for you, but at that point, you can believe unto salvation with a continuous action, habitual lifestyle of being saved, saved, saved. Like John 9, the man said, I believe. Which is the E-T-H verb form of that verb. I believe it today, tomorrow, and I'll believe next year. May the Lord help us to believe. This is the Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.